Do you want a cider?
Cider?
A cider. Lager.
Banana properly, you know, on bread and butter and banana and cream if we want it. Yes, that'd be nice.
Real intention.
cough at tomato? Or you
I didn't. I just sort of, you know, didn't think. I just sort of.
Grabbed one. Sugar was only 59 in the market as I came past at Charlie's, you know. I thought, well, I'd better get some of that. And I've got those jumbo eggs there, only a pound a dozen. Big ones, you know.
Well, I was looking for my glasses, really.
Right,
they're probably under the paper. Yeah.
Came from a story I used to tell about King Farouk, Well, we used to say back in the 1950s, in 20 years' time, there'll only be four royal houses left, and that is Hearts, Clubs, Diamonds, Spades, and Windsor. I think it's probably about the only two things that King Philip ever said. But, I think everybody admires the scale of work undertaken by the royal family generally, particularly by the Queen and some of the other members of the royal family who really are unstinting. And because this is by far the best system, constitutional monarchy, with a sovereign parliament, and because our royal family doesn't just fit into but facilitates that system, I think they require more than respect. We've got a constitutional dependence on them, and I think that that is healthy and will live for as far forward as anybody can possibly imagine.
You have managed, in this extremely difficult and turbulent kind of life that a politician of high office leads, to keep the family together.
Has been cleared of unprofessional conduct. Tony Philp faced a disciplinary panel from the Royal Town Planning Institute following a series of controversial planning decisions. They found no evidence that he broke the Institute's code of conduct. An investigation into allegations against Jeff Gibson, Carrick Council's housing officer, has been adjourned until next month. Medical evidence made it clear he was not well enough to continue at present. A North Devon church organist has been jailed for 2 years after sexually abusing a choir boy. Exeter Crown Court heard that Michael Hart, who was also head of the music department at Ilfracombe College, first abused the teenager after taking his pupils on a holiday. Mr. Hart of North Street in Braunton pleaded guilty. 37 farm workers are due to appear in court in Cornwall following a fraud investigation by the Department of Social Security. Officers uncovered false benefit claims worth up to £25,000. The five-month investigation centred around workers in the Hale and Supplies area. They're due to appear before Campbell magistrates next week. The Liberal Democrat leader is in Devon and Cornwall today as the party steps up the pre-election race. Paddy Ashton will be meeting a group of 80 business people in Cornwall. They'll be discussing a county-wide plan for economic recovery, which has been produced by local Democrat MPs and councillors. A new gardening centre nearing completion at Yeovil will create 25 jobs. The owner said during the current recession, the only growth areas were DIY, leisure and gardening. A controversial rave is to go ahead in Exeter tonight despite opposition. Up to 7,000 people are expected to turn up for the all-night party at the West Point Exhibition Centre. Police, environmental health officers and residents are against such a large event taking place. Some of the fastest powerboats in the world will be on display in Weymouth tomorrow. The Pavilion Complex is playing host to the second International Racing Powerboat Show. There will also be demonstrations of how the craft perform on the water. The organisers hope sea conditions will be a little less choppy. Britain's Winter Olympic medal hopes seem to be melting away after the four-man bobsleigh team slid to 10th position today. North German driver Mark Tout and his team are nearly a second slower than the leader after two runs. The final two runs are tomorrow. Let's take a look at today's weather. It will be mainly dry this afternoon with bright intervals. Patchy clouds will tend to increase and an early ground frost may occur inland this evening. Top temperature 7 degrees Celsius with southwest winds. Tonight it will be cloudy and breezy, with temperatures falling to around 1 degree Celsius.
This is BBC One. Israelis have withdrawn their self-declared security zone in southern Lebanon, but they warned their
mother looks so little, of course.
Extremists resumed rocket attacks. The army commander said it had been a successful and limited operation against Hezbollah targets around the villages Kafr and Yatta. More rockets were fired into the security zone overnight, but there are no reports of casualties. From Jerusalem, Stephen Sacker.
The Israeli army kept the pressure on Hezbollah throughout the night. Their big guns fired hundreds of shells into the ring of Shiite settlements beyond the security zone. They may have called it a cleanup operation, but the effect was a substantial demolition of the villages of Kafr and Yatar. After dawn this morning, the impact of the operation was visible in the distant fields. Plumes of smoke from wrecked buildings continued to rise as Israeli ground and air forces after Yitzhak Shamir, and his comfortable victory over his challengers for the Likud party leadership was confirmed, Mr. Shamir re-emphasized his and his party's commitment to Israel's security. More Katyushas landing in Israel may well prompt the Prime Minister to order troops back into action beyond the Israeli security zone. Two Israelis did not leave South Lebanon alive. One of the dead, the uncaptured and apparently belligerent, was buried in front of his colleagues who'd been fighting alongside him just 24 hours before. Stephen Sacker, BBC News, on the Israel-Lebanon border.
Lloyds Bank has set aside a record sum of £918 million to cover bad debts last year. That's up by nearly a fifth from the year before. Lloyds announced profits of £645 million, in spite of a growing number of company failures and bankruptcies. But there are concerns that the other high street banks may announce losses next week.
The market economy of the Midlands may seem healthy enough despite the recession. Indeed, hard times are encouraging people to search for the bargains that the street markets can supply. But behind the affluent facade of the town centres, the longest recession since the war is beginning to build up a huge problem of national debt, so high they're sapping the confidence that should help end recession.
Here in Leicester, the harsh realities of recession, unemployment and high interest rates have been hitting people hard. As local companies collapse or are forced to make people redundant, the number of people with high debt problems is reaching record levels.
This money advice centre in Leicester has seen the number of cases coming to it double to 1,200 in the past year. Many have overdrafts and credit card debt of £15,000. Pay off. Advisors think the banks just make things worse.
Banks often see the solution to debt as to lend more money. So what the better solution would be, if there's an overdraft and a loan, then it would be better to stop the interest on the overdraft, accept reduced repayments on the loan over a longer period, within the framework of that customer's ability to pay.
This small business in Essex is thriving, but the owner got a letter from Lloyds Bank closing his account after he went almost £81 into the red. He thinks the bank's a little help to small business.
The more businesses are trading like me, the more it's going to pack up and give up.
Lloyds said today that national bank debts amounted to £200 million of the £980 million total. It blames it on the boom of the 80s and the bust of the 90s.
I think that what we had was overconfident lenders meeting overconfident borrowers. And undoubtedly, the banks reduced their standards in that highly competitive environment. And both the borrowers and the lenders are now at risk.
Next week, the other high street banks will reveal how big their bad debt provisions have become.
No, I don't think I will. I think I'll some jam.
Well, have it with jam.
No. What do you?
There's cream as well.
A schoolgirl after 16 years in jail. He was speaking of his hell and nightmare. Mike McIver is.
Stefan Kishko, with his mother Charlotte and his aunt Frieda, had agreed to meet a small number of reporters at the hospital where he's being treated. He developed schizophrenia in recent years, but is said to be making good progress and hopes to return home eventually. The 16 years have taken their toll. As a Section 43 prisoner, he was held in contempt inside the system with little patience for sex offenders. He was a shy man, and his joy at his acquittal was painful.
Well, I'm very happy indeed that I've been told that I've got trading the satanic data.
What was going through your mind on Monday and Tuesday when the appeal was being held?
Well, just about.
Back to the day you were arrested, what do you remember?
they passed God today. And, you know, it's having to look for the Southern family which had been charged.
At his trial in 1976, he had refused to allow his defence to plead diminished responsibility.
I wouldn't allow the defence to go on with diminished responsibility. I wouldn't allow them to go forward with them not guilty.
Just looking at the 16 years you spent in prison, is it possible for you to put into words and describe what that was like?
Well, 16 years has been a nightmare and hell, to be honest with you.
In what way?
Well, in the way that a prisoner of the nature of defence of his house for which he don't get treated in prison.
What were you going through?
Well, just the hope that someone eventually get released, and I just didn't sort to dwindle down into the situation that I sort of never win your case or something like that, that I would get out into society again.
When did you begin to feel that this new appeal was going to succeed, that you were going to have your name cleared?
As soon as I spoke to the legal representative, they sort of said they were giving me not great hopes, but they were giving me good enough hope that I would legally win me back.
His widow's mother, Charlotte, a post-war refugee from Slovenia, was always convinced of his innocence. Now Stephanie's talking of his future.
The plans for the future to get married, go on holidays
Stephen Kishko will remain in the hospital for some weeks, but he'll be allowed
to... Well, that was very nice.
...before then. Meantime, a Lancashire police inquiry is attempting to discover how this miscarriage of justice could have happened.
I must repot all those future cuttings this afternoon.
...retailers on credit card transactions.
Why didn't you pick a pot?
...they have to pass these charges on to their customers. One of the biggest banks, Barclays, said they've lost more than £90 million processing credit card purchases over the last 2 years.
Britain spends £29 billion a year on credit cards, but bad debt, fraud, and the fact that more customers are paying promptly to avoid interest at over 30% means the banks have recently been losing money. With retailers now having to pay up to 15% more in charges to the credit card operators, the National Chamber of Trade say some small businesses could be driven to the wall. Travel agents say their already tiny profit margins could be cut by a further 10 to 15% by the new charges.
They'll have to find alternative ways, either not accept credit cards and thereby lose business.
But the credit card operators say that charges have been falling over the last few years and are just going back up again.
In the last 3 years, the increased competition might have gone down by up to a third. So now they're going back, not even to the level they were 3 years ago, or half as much, but somewhere just under half as much as they were 3 years ago.
Barclays, one of the banks involved, said this lunchtime that the increases to retailers were so small they should not be passed on to customers.
The Labour leader Neil Kinnock has accused the Conservatives of planning to buy votes in the general election by making tax cuts in the budget. They've been spending borrowed money which amounted to embezzlement. The Conservatives have attacked Labour's economic plan, accusing them of being committed to a programme of creeping nationalisation. Mr. Kinnock, targeting Westminster, has carried out several marches to the
course, we didn't have a cup of coffee, did we?
Well, I said anyway. We didn't have a cup of coffee anyway in a while.
Have today compiled a list of 35 possible suspects named by the public in more than 1,100 calls. There's a growing sense of optimism amongst the police that their investigations are bringing them ever closer to the kidnapper.
In Belfast, the second man has been caught charged with the murder of five Catholics and a betting several hundred Protestants and Catholics have gathered near the betting shop where the shootings occurred for a peace vigil. The victims of the shooting were aged from 15 to 66. The demonstrators plan another vigil outside a pub where Protestants were murdered. For National News, and it's been a quiet morning in the city at 1 o'clock, with 100 sheriffs.
Oh, gracious me.
Life in our hometown is awful. We heard there is good money for me.
Wonders will never cease. I say wonders will never cease. I have just written a receipt for Mrs. Hodges, and I have put it in her envelope. I have written my name in on. I've put from and put my name, and I've crossed out caretaker and put treasurer, and I have put underneath, we do not have a caretaker. So we will see what happens. How is it that they've got the girl back with them? How is that?
Well, our father decided that his wife, oh dear, he's put them in there again.
All right, you're going to have them. Where are they?
Everybody needs good neighbors.
His wife hadn't realized how much it would be looking after a...
Where are what?
The fishing flights, I'll buy them for you.
Oh, I don't worry anymore.
Of course you do.
No, I don't, Dad, honest.
Look, Sky's got a colouring book, there's fair. Here you go, mate. Don't say I never get you anything.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. Guys, go, don't be too late. Thanks, mate. Come on, Sky, come on, Joe. Don't forget your plates, though.
Oh, he's taking something else, has he?
fought for us.
Did he say it?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, it must have slipped his mind with all the wedding kerfuffle.
How convenient.
It's not a problem for you, is it, the Bingies?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is a problem.
I thought you were far too sophisticated to be bothered by a little thing like a previous relationship.
It's nothing to do with that.
You sure?
Look, it wouldn't have mattered who he put in charge while he was away. The point is, he didn't trust me to take care of things on my own. And he did not even have the guts to tell me that.
It's not a question of trust, Caroline. Paul just felt that the workload might be too great for you to cope with on your own.
That's what he told you, is it?
Yes, it is. I'm just here as a backup, that's all.
Well, I suppose it could be for the best. I can't see Melanie getting off the ship and catching a flight home in less than a couple of days. But let's get one thing very clear, Jim. I'm in charge here, okay?
Absolutely. And to prove it, I shall make a cup of coffee.
Right with one, thank you.
What did she say?
Wait with one.
Oh, right, you haven't been outside like that.
Yeah, I've been getting the paper. No need to worry about what the neighbours think. I've seen Mrs. Daniels doing the same thing.
At her time of life, Helen is entitled to slop around in her dressing gown. A strapping young lad like you has no excuse.
Oh, give it a rest, Annie. Got more holidays.
Yes, and how much longer is this holiday of yours going to last? That's what I'd like to know. You should be doing something constructive about your future instead of lazing about all day.
Well, as it happens, I'm looking for a job. There seems to be something in here which looks all right.
What's that?
Relief postman.
That sounds temporary. In that case, you have my wholehearted blessing. She'll be just the ticket to get you off
your
own side
and out
of the house.
On your hand, you've
got the recording thing on.
I have, yes.
Yeah. I'm on last good chance, so I might get a bit more permanent.
First the police force, now Australia Post. Next, I suppose, you want to be a train driver.
Why do you say that?
Your greatest aspiration seems to be to blow whistles and wear natty little caps.
Well, postmen don't get to do either these days.
What a shame.
What is the matter, Auntie Dot? Are you embarrassed about having a postie in the family?
Not at all. It's a decent, honest job. I think perhaps you'll be wasting some of your education, that's all. But it's your life.
Yeah, that's right, my life, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, come on, Joe. I know I can't promise you top dollar, but I'll make it worth your while.
Yeah, no, I was going to put the kettle on that and get a coffee.
It's like my magic hurry. It's a time when I hear it, I feel dizzy. Now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul.
So she's back for good, is she?
I'll drop you off at the Erinsborough News office if you like, and you can check out whether Bouncer's eligible for that award.
Okay, come on, Dad.
Yeah, hang about. On second thoughts. And don't you go getting any ideas about getting a ladder, Bouncer.
Could you put it on the breakfast table in the morning? I don't want it to get